All right, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Running about a minute behind, Jason Cans. How's the coffee this morning?
I just finished drinking it. Pretty good.
Very good. Yeah. All right. Hey, I never asked you, how was that coconut-flavored coffee I gave you?
Really good. It was really good. I really savored it when I had it, and I was thinking to myself, huh, I wonder where I find this. So
yeah.
it definitely hit the spot.
Nice. It was just one Keurig cup there. So,
it was, yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when people ask, like, what's your favorite candy, the two that come to mind for me are Mounds bars, Mounds or Almond Joy, and Reese's. But I think I probably give a slight edge, because of the chocolate and coconut, I maybe give a slight edge to the Mounds Almond Joy. So.
Yeah, I like Mounds, but for me it's the Zagnut candy bar.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yes. That's been my favorite for a long time.
And there was a Downtown Candy Company, and then they closed. That was, like, the last place you got that. So.
Yeah. Hard to find.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see here this morning. We've got some things to get to, and that was some things on my mind, but I guess we'll just stick with Larry Crabb today. And Shattered Dreams. We're working our way. Larry had went to be with the Lord 4 years ago, the end of February, picking up with his books from a book that you had a big hand in, Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. Not only did you write the lead article, which is kind of a summary of like 27 of his books, but then did you have to collect the articles from the other authors?
Right, I had to find authors to contribute, and then, you know, so it was a combination of pastors and theologians and psychologists, and then try to prompt them to write articles, and then keep getting on them about getting their stuff turned in.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so that was fun. You know, it was a lot of people who I had, some who I'd previously known, some I didn't, but just kind of hear all of their thoughts about Larry as well was kind of fun.
Would things ever get turned in if we didn't have deadlines?
Probably not. I think some of us do things right away. But then there's a lot of people who just, you know, put it off and just never get things finished.
You're a do it right away guy?
I'm a do it right away guy. Yeah.
All right. Is that the type A personalities are that way?
Probably. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, you know, so like even at work, you know, everybody has to write reports when, you know, you work in medicine, you know, if you write notes and that sort of things. And mine are done before I leave for the day.
Okay.
You know, some people let them pile up, and that's just not, that makes me anxious. So
be like Jason. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Shattered Dreams, I remember us unpacking this. We had some crab conversations on Front Page back in the day, and so tell me about Shattered Dreams from 2001.
Sure. So Shattered Dreams is kind of a challenging book, right? It deals with the topic of suffering and pain, you know, and I think so often as Christians, I think there's this desire to say, well, here's the quick answer, and, you know, if you just wrap it up with this tidy little bow, everything will work out right. But Larry kind of takes this. He looks at the book of Ruth. And he has this, what I think of as a higher vision for dealing with suffering. And, you know, he doesn't wrap it up in a tidy bow at the end of the book. And it's really this, what does it look like to experience God's presence, even in suffering, even when things don't make sense, which, you know, points to a later book of his. But, you know, it was my wife's favorite book for a long time, maybe still is, but it's definitely challenging when you're going through seasons of confusion and hurt.
Except isn't that the one where she said, I can't wait to get to the end when he tells you what to do, and you're like, yeah, that's not there. So.
Right, exactly. And I think that's an important thing, because I think sometimes, you know, we want five ways to a happier life, or five ways to deal with grief. And
those were Larry's least favorite messages or sermons.
100%. Larry definitely did not appreciate that. And that's true in this book, where it's this longing for wholeness in Christ. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think, Shattered Dreams, God's Unexpected Path to Joy. He had such a wonderful handle on the scriptures and could deliver them in a fresh way. He wasn't a pastor or even probably formally theologically trained, but, right. I mean, you'll get a better understanding and appreciation for Ruth than you ever did when you go through that book, Shattered Dreams. So.
Interestingly, he has written much more out of the influenced much more by the Old Testament than the New Testament, which is kind of an interesting thing too. So
that is interesting. Yeah. Well, let's leave it there today. Thanks, friend.
Okay. You got to talk to
our buddy Jason Kanz. Today's number is 60,000. That's the amount of food in pounds that you'll eat in your lifetime. 60,000. Some of us get there sooner than others. All right, I had to try to find, where did I have Tim Gunderson? It wasn't in text, it wasn't in my phone, but it was on Messenger. So he's on the line with us from Eau Claire Memorial High School in FCA Huddle, which is only fitting on FCA Day for a March Hope and Hoops. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Yeah, it's exciting. We're at the Memorial Huddle. It's getting started here shortly. We got student leaders here starting pancakes. We've got our FCA Leadership Volunteer Board bringing some extra food like sausages and donuts and chocolate milk, so this is an exciting day.
Well, now I know why you wanted to be there. There's a lot more food than I offer you.
That's true. That's very true.
All right, well, you've had quite a journey from an athlete who was involved with FCA into the chiropractic world and now back into FCA, and now you've been heading things up as the executive director for a couple of years. How's it going?
It's going really well. It's been God moving through the ministry, through athletes and coaches right now. It's just been exciting to see the growth in ministry, more athletes, more coaches wanting to get involved, many more Bibles being handed out and studied in. And so it's been a blessing, and we've been growing the ministry as far as our Northwest Wisconsin, which I'm in charge of, and adding staff. That's really one of our key parts of increasing in width and depth of the ministry and spreading the gospel, is just having staff to do that. So we're continuing to grow that as well.
That expansion to coaches has just continued here and globally, hasn't it?
It has, and that's really one of our main priorities as staff, is just to engage, equip, and empower coaches to, you know, be engage them with the gospel, you know, equip them with God's word, and then empower them to lead others to Christ as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you're good enough to be our shooter on FCA Day. Now, do you know who the shooters are going to be? I think they're going to be in studio at 8:45 and 4:45, right?
Yeah, so Andrew Draper, our local area rep, will be on mid-morning here, and then Johnny P., another area rep in the area, will be on later today. So
yeah, terrific. All right, and so, well, we have a wonderful prize. Carol Stewart from our nonprofit corporation slotting this as Culver's Day on FCA Day. So a great incentive, a $20 Culver's gift card. And so we've got three pledgers. I got to say, I don't know, Tim, you're not a draw for the guys. I mean, I'm batting zero, coming up empty, striking out, trying to get the guys here to support you at 715-396-1670. But here we go. We've got Jeannie in Fall Creek. Jeannie Cromie.
Jeannie.
Awesome. Yeah, so the Fall Creek love right there, $5 per made basket. Julie Smith in Eau Claire says $10 per make, $5 per miss, and she'll also pledge whatever that turns out to FCA. How about that?
That's awesome. Julie.
And Vicki Knutson in Eau Claire says $3 per make, $2 per miss. So one of them is going to win the Culver's gift card here this morning before 7. So
that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, well, I'm on a makeshift hoop today because we're at Memorial. We're a little ways away from the gym, so I pulled out a garbage can and a hoop as a hoop, so we're going to work with it.
All right. So who's going to do the play-by-play?
I think I'm going to grab a student leader here. Do you need it right away? Or?
No, I gotta talk to people about Eau Claire Ford, so you go ahead and grab a student leader, and I'll talk to you in a second. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, all right. So who's going to be doing the play-by-play here?
So I have a student leader from Memorial here. Her name is Gabby. So just one second. She's going to be on right now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
You're an FCA student leader, Memorial. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
A junior. Now, Tim explained to me that he's going to be shooting into a wastebasket. What are his balls?
Just a basketball.
He has an actual, like, real basketball?
Yes.
Okay. And he's going to try to shoot this into a wastebasket. Like, how far away is he?
6 to 8 feet.
Okay.
I would say.
All right. So, okay, guess what? We did get a guy pledger here this week. Jake Tum, another Fall Creek person. Jake Tum, $5 a miss and $10 per make. So
Mm-hmm.
Very good. There. All right. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go, Gabby?
Yes, I am ready.
Is Tim ready?
Yes.
All right. I've got the music going. He gets five shots. Give us the play-by-play, Gabby, from Eau Claire Memorial High School.
He made one.
Here it comes.
He made it again.
All right. Two for two.
Two for two.
Tim Gunderson.
He made it again.
Wow. This is into a wastebasket.
Yes.
Got to get the ball out of there.
He made it again.
Wow. Four for four. Last try.
And he missed the last one.
Four out of five. Four out of five. Well, Gabby, do you want to sports broadcasting interest you? What is your sport?
I do cheer.
Okay. So, have you thought about broadcasting?
Not really.
All right, let me talk to Tim. Thanks for doing the play-by-play.
Thank you.
All right. Gabby from Eau Claire Memorial on the cheer squad.
Well, Mark, it was a good day. Four out of five on the makeshift hoop.
Yeah, you made the first four, and then, boy, the pressure of perfection on the last one, huh?
Exactly.
Hey, I don't know if you heard, but Jake Tum also in Fall Creek, $5 per miss, $10 per make, so we got $45.
Nice. We got a guy.
Yeah, Jake. We got a guy. Yeah, very good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Tim. All right. Well, we're going to do this for a fourth year, Caleb.
Yes, it is our CCM Song Tournament bracket style matchups between some of your favorite artists. And you all are kind of managing not only what artists you chose, but what songs get played in what order. And we've got a great first round matchup here today.
Yeah. In fact, here's how this all worked. We had 13 through the first day a couple weeks ago. Whatever it was, maybe it was a week ago, I don't know. And then it took till the second day to get those final three. And then, but Toby Mac was not among the 16, and he was our initial champion. And Aiden in Mondovi came through with Toby Mac, and we're like, he's got to be in the tournament. We got Crowder and Casting Crowns in there. So the play-in, if you will, the 17 versus the 16, Toby Mac against Hannah Kerr. So Hannah's going to get to go first, ladies first, and Hannah was nominated by Julie, who's working hard in Virginia these days, but listening to the WIB Wake Up Show. And here's her explanation why she went with Hannah and that song.
Hi, this is Julie, and I chose Hannah Kerr and Split the Sea because, for me, it's a good reminder that the God of the Bible is still living and active and can do things that I would think are impossible, and I've seen him do it. Have a great day.
All right, so that's how it works. Two ways to vote. You can do it on the listener line at 715-396-1670. If you want to put a Hope and Hoops pledge for Andrew Draper, that'd be great. You'd be eligible to win a $20 Culver's gift card. And also the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Yeah, just look for the post there.
First of two songs, Hannah Kerr, Split the Sea against Toby Mac's Love Broke Through. Voting right now till 745. The WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. 30 degrees.
Never thought I'd be. split the sea.
All right, that's the first of two songs squaring off against each other. Hannah Kerr's Split the Sea. The other song from Toby Mac explained here from the young man who nominated him, Aidan McGuire in Mondovi.
I chose Toby Mac because he is an artist that is loved by multiple generations. And I went to see him in Wanfest last summer, and I heard him sing the song Love Broke Through, and it was amazing.
Thank you, Aidan. All right. So that is song number two. Two ways to vote, 396-1670, and in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Which one advances? Voting till 7:45. Kicking off the tournament.
I was feeling that breeze, singing like a song through the tall oak trees. It was just another summer night. Had to be the last thing on my mind. Lost in the moment, I was young and running wide open. It was just another summer night, had to be the last thing on my mind. When love.
First of all, we've got an artist moving on.
Yeah, so it was Hannah Kerr and her song Split the Sea against Toby Mac, Love Broke Through. And again, during our CCM Song Tournament, we take your votes via the listener line at 715-396-1670 with bonus votes available for those who've joined the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And we had a winner on both sides. Sometimes when matchups get really tight, you can have an artist moving on one side and then the other. And of course, we combine the two. So great to be able to have that bonus opportunity to vote twice for your favorites. But we had a consensus on both sides today.
We did, and it went to Toby Mac. So Toby Mac, moving on, and it'll be a different song for the next round. And so, again, we got some other matchups. I did the seeding last night. Very imperfect. You try to do the best you can on that, so don't judge me. We have ourselves the voting going on the final minute here between Toby Mac's Love Broke Through and the first song we had this morning, Hannah Kerr's Split the Sea. But, hey, we got a birthday going out this morning. A special birthday. Happy birthday to 6-year-old Waverly today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Well, a very happy birthday to Waverly.
Yeah, Waverly's in Kennan. Happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Grace, Lorelei, Piper, and Sawyer.
Man, 6 years old, that's a special time. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. I've got a little guy who's not so little anymore with a birthday coming up this week as well. March is a great time for a birthday, Waverly, and hope you have the best day ever.
That's for sure.
Well, this is an interesting one this morning. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five things to stop cleaning. Maybe stop a little of the homeowner, homemaker guilt, whatever it might be, and you can just stop cleaning these things, according to the internet.
Good, yeah. If my wife says, why don't you clean the grill grate, I'll just say, well, this is number one. Instead of scrubbing the grate, honey, after using it, I'm supposed to just leave the grill on high with the cover on for 15 minutes, and the residue is just going to cook away.
I actually do that. Okay. I always just thought it was because I was kind of lazy about cleaning the grill. But five things to stop cleaning.
It is messy cleaning the grill.
They say the shower curtain liner. Liners are so cheap that laundering them to remove mildew is a waste of time. They say just replace your liner every 6 months.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one, your pillow. Now, I don't know. They say after washing and drying a pillow, it's never quite the same. Instead, throw it out and buy a new one every 6 months. But MyPillow promotes you can wash them.
Yeah, washable and dryable. So maybe a little bit different if you have the MyPillow. Five things to stop cleaning. They say making the bed, microscopic dust mites, a leading cause of allergies, thrive on moisture in your mattress and bed covers. flip those covers and top sheet open and let the bed air out each day. I have heard that before.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. All right. And then finally, waxing the car. Newer cars have tough finishes that don't need wax for protection.
I hadn't heard that. But five things to stop cleaning. There's always something to clean, especially if you have children. So maybe here's some things you can say, hey,
yeah,
not quite as important.
Absolutely. Speaking of clean, that's the name of this song from Natalie Grant. Well, we've been talking about it all morning. Andrew Draper from FCA on FCA Day. A $20 Culver's gift card going to be drawn for before 9. Julie Smith at Eau Claire won one earlier. Andrew, good morning.
Morning. How's it going today?
Welcome back.
I'm here.
Yeah.
It's maybe like 10 years in a row of doing this. I don't know. But I'm here. That means it must be March.
Yeah, it does.
It means track and baseball's starting and basketballs are finishing up. And it's a good time to be around.
So tell us a little bit for those, again, there's always somebody out there who would say, I'm not sure what FCA is. So Fellowship of Christian Athletes, what do you do on a daily, weekly basis?
We can never really answer that question, but you can see it in the name, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Our goal is to get to Christian athletes and coaches and use that platform to share the gospel to everyone through the influence of coaches and athletes. It is a wonderful thing to have access to public schools through student leadership and coaches and teachers or other volunteers that will step up and organize student leaders to have huddles in public schools and be sharing the gospel through that. Otherwise, just coaches, huddles, Bible studies, and potentially team Bible studies as well. However somebody wants to do it, it can be pretty simple. We have tons of resources and support to help the gospel be spreading through the influences of the athletes and the coaches.
You love getting out there with the athletes, with the huddles, and now with Tim Gunderson as an executive director the last couple of years, it's really allowed you to do that.
Yes, it has allowed Johnny P and I to really take care of the Chippewa Valley and all the different schools around here and run the camps as well. This morning I was at my home base has always been Eau Claire Memorial. That's where I grew up and that's where I've coached track for the last 14 years. We just started with track, but I've been there every Tuesday morning with the student leaders. We do pancakes every Tuesday and we have a gospel centered, lesson. And, we did that this morning. Tim was there and our FCA board from the area was there as well as special guests, Jesse Becker, who's a local, graduate, but also now he's a young professional, and he gave us a lesson on our faith testimonies this morning.
And also, again, I know folks will be hearing the ads coming up, too. You have some wonderful, wonderful camps, summer camps for all ages at a few varying locations here.
Yeah, the first one is for the Chippewa Valley. It's at Fall Creek High School for 2nd through 7th graders. We just do football, basketball and soccer at that one. And then we utilize the kids that have aged out. High schoolers really end up being our camp counselors. We call them huddle leaders. And it's a ton of fun. Last year we hit the 200 mark for campers. And then you add in another 50 plus volunteers in that. And it's just 2 days of we say inspiration and perspiration. Tons of fun right after school gets out. It's June 9th and 10th this year. Hype them up and get ready for a great summer glorifying God.
But right now we need some support. We need some more people to have a chance at that $20 Culver's gift card and try to benefit WIB Incorporated. As we always say, Caleb, per make, per miss, or the flat pledge.
Yeah. And so again, thank you so much to those who've pledged so far. Vicky from Eau Claire, $3 per make, $2 per miss. Dante, your son Dante, says $5 per make, but he says $10 per trick shot. Now, I don't know if that's just per trick shot. I think it's per trick shot made. EJ says $5 per miss. So that's showing a ton of confidence in dad today. Gideon and Jana and the family from Pepin says $5 per miss and $3 per make because Gideon is wondering if you could do at least 3 with your eyes closed, which might actually count for a trick shot as well, too. So we'll let you decide how you want to do that, if you want to do trick shots in addition to the 5 and do those separately to see if you can still get your 5 for $5 if you want to make them part of the 5. And also Barb from Elk Mound says $5 per made basket this morning as well. So, again, everybody in that drawing for a $20 Culver's gift card, but 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Still a little time to get a pledge in for Andrew Draper of FCA shooting for Hope and Hoops. It's time for Hope and Hoops. If you'd like to get in a last-second pledge and still be in the running for that $20 Culver's gift card, 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Andrew Draper from FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, our guest this morning. We've heard from Vicky from Eau Claire. We've heard from Dante and EJ, Andrew's kids. We've heard from the Derrick's family from Pepin and also Barb from Elk Mound. 715-396-1670. If you'd like to get in a last-second pledge, we'll be doing that drawing before 9 a.m. for a $20 Culver's gift card. So I think what we're doing here is Andrew's going to shoot five shots, and then because he was challenged to shoot three with his eyes closed, he's going to do that separately so he can still have a chance, a reasonable chance, to go five for five and then see what happens afterwards. So he is at the line. He is ready to go. Andrew Draper from FCA. First shot underhand off the mark. A little bit too strong off the backboard. Right-handed underhand shot. Second one on the way off the backboard and in. One for two. Third shot off the backboard and good. Two for three. It's got two left. Fourth one, the gold ball. That one is in as well. Going for four for five off the backboard and good. Four out of five for Andrew Draper matching Tim Gunderson. And now he will do three with his eyes closed. Still going to be an underhand right-handed shot. First one on the way just off to the right. Second one with the eyes closed off the backboard and in. Going for two for three, rimmed out the last one. All right, so one for three and the eyes closed, but they were all really solid. And four out of five matching Tim Gunderson. So, again, looking for perfection, that leaves Johnny P this afternoon. But four out of five, 80% shooting is always solid. And you can tell people that it's not quite as easy as it looks. It should be easy, but it's not always.
It's pretty easy. I think those were the first three I missed this morning, but I really love the opportunity for Johnny to finally take the full-on victory later on today when he goes five out of five.
Yeah, you left the door open for him, so
yeah.
There it is.
That should be a fun dynamic. He and Dawson hanging out together there in the latter part of the 4 o'clock hour. And, again, we'll get the winner here in this $20 Culver's gift card in just a few moments, but Andrew, how about a final word? You're going to go record with Greg the upcoming summer camp. What do people have to do just to let you know they're going to come?
WisconsinFCA.org is where you can find the camp options. There's the junior sports camp that I mentioned, the big sports camp, which is for middle and high school kids going into 7th through 12th grade. And then there's a leadership camp at the end of July. Those two camps that are for the older kids are life-changing. They were life-changing for me as a high school football player. And we already have 271 kids signed up for the sports camp that I direct. It's at Bethel. This will be our third year in a row at Bethel. And I was just there last week. They're thrilled to have us on their campus, and we align with them faith-wise, which is really nice. So just go to the website, check it out, WisconsinFCA.org. Northland Sports Camp is that one.
Well, it's great to see you. This is kind of one of those mile markers for Caleb and I every year. Like, wow, Andrew Draper.
Yeah, when Andrew's here, then we know it's almost
springtime.
It's really getting into springtime for sure. All right, well, we love and appreciate you and your wonderful family, and we'll see you around town.
Yeah, good to see you.
All right.